So we're on in the middle of Lama Gimel of Aleph at the Mishnah, middle page. V'chol davar she'ein osin naba ochal nefesh, malkum shemaskirin kayotze behen aser. So the Mishnah says that in any place or any item that's typically lended, an item that you don't use for food preparation. So in places where you would rent out such an item, so it becomes usher. So what does that mean? So look at the Ran. Magam Shemaskirin Kayotze Behen Usher. So he writes, Afila Bemudar Meichel. Meaning, when we're talking about, let's say, even in a situation where the person didn't take hana, not to get hana at all from a person, but just not to get hana from their food. So even in such a case, what do we look at? We look at if the item that the person is, let's say, borrowing from that person, is it something that they would otherwise rent? Right? This type of thing that people rent out. So take a look at, so it says the Rana, Philippa Mudar Maichal, the high Mudar Maichal, the Mastisin, Hamuk Maslay Bikamar, but Omer Hana Hamavili de Maichal Alai, right? So we had already decided, we determined that Mudar Maichal is, refers to a situation the person says, Hana Hamevi Alide Maichalai, right? So it's something, anything that's involved in the process at all. Vahani Kevan de Regilin Lahaskiran, and these items, since a person typically would rent them out, Mashilo Beloschar Hana Hamevi Alide Maichahi. Right? So then if a person borrows them without having to rent it, then what is that? So that is a Hana that comes, that leads eventually to food. Meaning there's a big value in something, right? Something that, that otherwise you have to rent out, and instead you need a truck, okay? Right? So you can go rent a truck at Home Depot, right? And if instead someone lets you borrow their truck, so that's a lot of value, because otherwise, what would you say? Wow, thank you so much. Otherwise, I would have to pay $200 to rent the truck. So nice that you let me borrow your truck. Right? So that has a lot of value. If it's something that no one has to, rent anyways, you could get it from anywhere, so it doesn't have a lot of value to borrow it, right? But the chiddush here is that any item that has some value that otherwise you would have to rent out, if you get to borrow it from the person, so that would be usher if you took a neder not to benefit from their food. Why is that? Because with the money that you didn't have to pay, so the $200 I didn't have to pay for the rental of the truck. What can I do? I can go buy lunch. Okay. But it's a very, extended form of Hamevili de Meichel, because, it sounds like you're saying, like, basically any extra money that the person saves by borrowing something from that person, in theory, could be for food. But that's how the Ran explains it. Fine. So the Gemara says it's fine, and obviously it'd be true for someone who's regular mudar hana. I said regular mudar hana. That's obvious. It's true because any borrowing of any item that would otherwise be rented. So then again, it's considered a significant hana. Okay. Says the Gemara, Michlal de Resha, Afa Pisha Ein Maskirin. Right. So that sounds like our first. Right. This is true about about this Mishnah. So it's true. Then certainly it implies that the Resha, the first case. Right. Look again in the Ran. Right, when the Mishnah said earlier, you can't borrow a sieve, for flour, etc. So that's afal pi she'ein maskirin. I mean, the implication is if here we're saying that's any item that you would borrow that otherwise you would have to rent, that's when you have to, that's when it's usher. But the implication is that the other items that the mission had noted earlier are items, even if there's something that, a sieve is not that expensive. So people don't rent them out. They just let people use it because it's not that valuable. Right? To my deshari b'chalak v'talis v'nizam v'tabos asfina v'naf v'kibra. Right? Because that which was forbidden, right, by the other items, atalis and rings, etc., mutter with those items because they had nothing to do with the Maicharol, we asered when it comes to Nafa V'Kibra. If that's true, says the Gemara back to the Gemara, then Mantana, who is this? It's Amr of Adabar Ava, Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be also Rabbi Eliezer. Again, Rabbi Eliezer, who we talked about earlier, who holds that, basically any that a person, you know, wouldn't even even a vitor would be us, right? Even giving the extra apples in the bundle, right, would be us. Any tiny amount of extra hana would be forbidden. Fine, so this must be him also. Okay. So continues now in the next mission. Hamudar hana mechavero. Someone who takes a neder, not to get benefit from their friend. Shoko lo eshikla. So the person who is supposed to not get, you know, not supposed to give benefit, the person's not supposed to get benefit from somebody. So the person from whom they're not supposed to get benefit, that person can still do the following things for them. Right? So shoko lo eshikla, they can pay his machatzis hashekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Uporeas chovo. If I owe money, he's still allowed to pay off my debt. That sounds like a big hanah. So we can explain what that. How can that be? Umach shelo savedosa. And if I lost my phone and he finds my phone, even though I took a neder not to get benefit from him, he can still return my phone. Malkum shenot l'nala aleh haschar tipo hanah lahegdesh. In a situation where a person would, you know, otherwise be given some type of reward for returning an item, so what do you do with that? What do you do with that money? You can't give it to the guy. So what do you do? So you give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So it says the Mishnah, says the Ran in the Mishnah, Masnisin, Shokal Shiklo, Hamajal Amudar, right? The person who Bechim Pore Lochovo, Bigomar Fire's time. Right, so why can you do those things? Umar Shalo Aveda, so the low midah yavlei, right? When a person returns, with the Gemara to make this argument that when the item is returned, you haven't really given anybody a benefit. Why? You just gave me back the thing that was mine already, right? So I lose my phone and then I get it back. Did I get a benefit? No, I'm back at the same place where I was when I started. It's nice, right? But I didn't actually gain anything financial. So it's fine. And then it continues the round. Malkum shenotlin alei aschar dahino im hayam machzer. The rule is, right, if a person goes ahead and returns someone's item, so what do we say? Well, they have schar batala. They didn't go to work that day. They didn't. They missed a meeting. They didn't do something they were supposed to do. So you pay them back for the missed time. The time they missed, so you pay them. You pay them that money. That's Gemara and Babitzia said that. So you have to do so. So in that case, tipol hanal hakdesh im in machzer rotsa lakabel haschar yitnenu mudar. Lehektish, right? If the person returning it doesn't want to accept the money, so what do you do? So the person should give the money to Hektish. She ilu haya mochalo madir nimsa mehano. Because what if he's mochel and if he says no, it's fine. You don't have to pay me, right? You don't have to pay me for the money. So again, so then I have a net and I'm not supposed to get a benefit from you. You return my phone, and I say to you, it's good. It's fine. You don't have to pay me the money. So now I just gained the money that I was supposed to pay you back. So if I don't pay it back, so now I've gained something. So in that situation, I can't keep the money. I have to instead give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So it says the Gemara as follows. Alma avruche ari ba'amahu fashari. So sounds like the reason we're allowing these things, shokol shiklo poreas chovo, the Moran says what's going on in those cases, that it's like a case where you chased away my lion. What does that mean? So if you take again look in the run, Amaruche Ariba Amahu Vishari, Ashokal Shikla Voperes Poreas Chovokai. The Lahaki Shari, this is why it's permissible. Mishum, the Lav Mida Yavla, I didn't give him anything. El Mishamasalek Hamilva Me Alav. Right, what did I do? I just chased away the negative thing from him. And I chased away the lender, right, to whom he owes money. So it's sort of like, it's like if I chased away a lion, I didn't do a benefit from you, I just made sure your field didn't get destroyed. Right? So similarly, I didn't give you any tangible benefit. I just removed the person who's coming after you, right? Same thing when you pay the shekel. Why? The halamahane. You're not going to give me. I'm not really getting benefit. The balav hachi yesh lo chelik bekarbanos sibor. I have a chelik into karbanos sibor, whether I give the money or not. Kedisnan tormin al ha'avod vela gavoy vela asid lagavos. Meaning we still give the korbanos sibor is still given, whether the person actually physically gave the chatzi shekel or not. So the point is that all these cases, it sounds like they're what we call avruche ari. Okay. So says the Gemara, Umat Samantana, who is the author of such a concept, that this is okay, that's why these things are permissible. Amrav Hoshaya, Zu Divrei Hanani. This is the opinion of Hanan. So who is Hanan, and what is the what's the case that Hanan talked about? So just take a look in the Ran on the bottom of Lama Gimel Amun Aleph. He explains what's Hanan. The Sfira Leisha Mefarnes Eishes Chaveru Shaparei Lochovam Parei Lochov Mizonosov Hiniach Maosav Al Ker Natzvi. So what's the case? The case is Gemara Ksuba says the person's. We talked about this a long time ago. That a person goes away. Right, he leaves a man, and his wife is left at home. And his wife is left, and she's running out of money, or she's run out of money. So what happens? So a neighbor says, "You know, no problem. I'll pay. You know, I'll give you money. I'll take care of your parnosa." And he gives her money without asking anybody. He didn't ask. The husband didn't say, "You know, can you do that for me?" Etc. Did it on his own. So the halacha is, he's like hiniach ba'osav al keren tzvi. It's like he placed his money on the horns of a deer, meaning you're not getting it back, right? You put it on there, it's gone. Because he didn't actually give me benefit. You just, again, took care of a responsibility that I had, but I didn't gain anything per se. Okay. So this idea seems to all fall in line with Hanan. Fine. Rava Amar, afila tema divrei hakol. And the others disagree with him. We're going to see it quoted in a second. So Rava says, no, even if you argue not just according to Hanan, but according to all opinions, what could the case be? The case could be a case of mudarna, where the person who took the loan, he took it amanas that he's not going to pay it back. Doesn't mean he's never going to pay it back ever. But what it means is, look at the run, three lines down on the right side. Klomar, the kisha hilvehu hit naimo shaloyehe koach bechaveir lakofo. Now, if you're going to make a loan, don't do it this way. Right, that you say to your friend, I'll lend you $1,000, but like, don't worry about it. Like, you'll pay me back whenever you're able, basically. Like there's no timetable for paying back. So if that's the case, that the malveh will never be able to come and collect. So now I can argue this isn't only the unique opinion of Hanan, who says that even though you paid off a loan for me, you didn't really pay anything off. You just kind of like chased the malveh away. No, but everyone would agree that in a situation where the loan was taken in a way that, you know, there's no clock to pay back, so I don't really feel the pressure. And so if that's true, you paid it off, but I wasn't going to pay it anyways. It doesn't matter, right? I wasn't worried about it. So that's really not a benefit. So if that's the case, that could be according to everybody. Fine. So that's my focus between Rav Hoshaya and Rava. Is this case like Hanan? And that's why the guy doesn't have to pay because it's Hanan's the author, or no? This is even according to everybody, and the case is unique. The case is a case of a chov that a person has no clock to pay back. So fine. So much about, okay, but my Hanan, what does it mean? Who's Hanan? What is this case? So this nan, Misha halach medinas haya, right? A person, a husband went away, you know, overseas. Va'amar echadu pune says ishto, and someone came and he took care of the finances for his wife. Hanan amar yibed esma osam. Hanan says he loses his money. Nechak guala b'nei kohanim gadolim v'amar yishma. The Kohanim Gedolim argued, and they said the guy who paid the money should take a shvuah about how much money he paid, and Vito, and he can get his money back. When the guy comes back, he can collect the money from him. Fine. And Amr Avdosa ben Hirkanis Kidivrahim. So Avdosa ben Hirkanis said like the Kohanim Gedolim, and Amr Yochanan ben Zaka Yafa Amr Hanan. And Yochanan ben Zaka said, no, Hanan's good. Because he niach ma'osav al keren tzvi. Because the guy, you know, he put his money out there without any sense that he was going to get his money back. So we don't expect the husband to pay him back. Fine. That just explains what the case is. So we had a machlokas. We had Rav Hoshaya wanted to say this whole case is, this whole conversation about Shokel Shiklo, Poreas Chovo, etc. This is all according to Hanan, because it has to be a case where it has to be according to a person who holds that paying off someone else's debt is not all that meaningful. Or like Rava, who says no, it's according to everybody, but the case is unique, right? That it's a halva that is not really time bound. The guy can pay back whenever he wants.
So what does that mean? The lach is actually like Hanan.
What?
The letters that
Yaf Amr Hanan.
Yeah, and
yeah, it takes us to the Ein Mishpat, which seems to. Yeah, we're going to see actually the The Ran writes, actually, if you look in the very wide, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Well, Idin Halacha Kaim Alon Kichanan. Hilkach Poreh Chobo Shal Chaver and Yech Ma'osav Karen Tzvi. It's true, that's how we pass it. Like Chanan.
All these other cases don't make sense, but
to,
like, be paying
someone else alone?
That,
yeah.
Doesn't,
it should seem like a Hana. Yeah, it's confusing. But that's why it's uniquely Hanan's opinion, right? Not everyone doesn't agree with it.
It seems like, though, that that's the way.
That's what you're asking, yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult to understand. I hear you.
Like, it's like if somebody, if you would have given, if that same person would have given you the money and then you paid it off.
You're still great.
And clearly then you. So why is this so? It's not that much more indirect.
Yeah. No, it's a fair point. It's a fair point.
He's giving him the money in that case, as opposed to him just doing an action off in the air, right? He's paying money, never getting it back from anybody. That's the last point, right? Basically, it's putting another deer and just throwing his money away.
Why is it any different? Just
but as Jonathan's saying, but I still get a benefit of the emotional benefit of. Right. So look, part of it is what you've seen a lot also is it seems like the emotional benefit is not really enough. Do I get some financial benefit? So, but you could argue there should be a financial benefit also.
Financial benefit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's why it's hard.
At the end of the day, like from a financial statement perspective, I now no longer, right. I don't have that liability. I don't have to pay back.
Yeah.
It makes more sense to the other opinion that says that the guy was never going to pay it back anyway, so therefore he's not really benefiting.
Again, I must be missed, like, because yet the halach is still.
This way.
Right, so.
Yeah, it would make you feel better if you said, oh, Hanan, that's weird, we don't pass it like that. But now that we say, like, if we do, it makes it a little more complicated, more difficult. I hear you. Let's just finish the Gemara. So the question's going to come now, why doesn't Rava hold like Rav Hoshaya, and why doesn't Rav Hoshaya hold like Rava? So the Gemara says, Rava lo amak Rav Hoshaya, the kamokim lal masisin, kedivri hakol. So the reason Rava doesn't like Rav Hoshaya's approach, because I don't want to hold like one opinion. Forget for a second that we hold like Hanan. In general, Yachiv Rabbim, we would use the halacha Rabbim, right? So if I'm Rav Hoshaya, if I'm Rava, so what do I say? You can make the whole case according to one opinion, but I'd rather argue that the case, I'd rather explain the case as according to more people, right? That makes sense according to the Rav. So that's why Rava doesn't hold like Rav Hoshaya. Okay. Rav Hoshaya lo amar k'Rava, gezeira shlo lipara mishum lipara. So Rav Hoshaya says, no, but I don't want to say like Rava, but that the case here is a case where the guy is able to pay back the loan. Why? Because it's a type of loan that you don't have to pay back. Well, what about cases of loans where you do have to pay back? So if I allow you to start paying back loans, that or if I allow the mudar hana, right, or the person who's forbidden to give hana, to pay back the loan. Well, in a case where the loan really has no timetable, etc., so it's not really on us, then it's allowed. Okay, but if I start allowing that, what's going to happen? People are going to also, they're going to start paying back regular loans also. Right? So he says, I don't want to say it's just a case. I don't think you would ever allow that even. Right? Allow even such a loan to pay back, we shouldn't allow, because it's going to lead to paying back, you know, other types of loans also. And therefore, he doesn't want to say that's the case, because that would be difficult also. Fine. Okay, and the last case that the Mishnah talked about, Machzer Loas Avedaso. So he's also allowed to return his lost object. Okay, so Pligi Bar Rav Ami Rav Yasi Chada Mar Lo Shanu Ela Bishenichze Machzer Asurin Abal Aveda Tiki Mahadale Medem Dinafsheka Mahadale Abal Nichze Bal Aveda Asurin Asurin Machzer Lo Ka Mahadale. So one of them holds, we're only talking about a case where the money of the one returning it, right? The question here is who took the nether against who, right? So one of them, we don't know which one, Rabbi Yasi holds that this whole conversation about Machzer Lo Avedaso is only about who. That's when the money of the one who's returning the object is forbidden to the one who lost it. Meaning the person who lost the object is the one who had taken the nether, right? Or I guess either one can take the nether, but is the one, the person who lost the object is the one who is forbidden from getting the benefit, right? And what's the argument? Oh, so when I give him his item back, that's okay, I'm not giving him back anything, right? Because I'm just giving back his own item, okay? Aval nichse balaveda asurin al machzer lo kamahadile. But let's say it's the returner, right? The person who's returning the item is the one who is forbidden to get benefit from the balaveda. So that he said that they say that you can't do. That's surprising. It's like the opposite, right? So why is that? So why can't the returner return the money? Why? Because because the returner, the person who's returning the item, is going to get a benefit. What's the benefit? Pruta de Rav Yosef. What is the Pruta of Rav Yosef? Take a look at the Mefarish for a second. Pruta de Rav Yosef. The Amar Rav Yosef ha'osek b'mitzvah patra min ha'mitzvah. Okay, so this is a rule, right? If I'm involved in one mitzvah, I'm patra from, I don't have to do a different mitzvah. Okay. V'lo bay le'meisav le'i pruta la'anya b'shvil osek mitzvah shem ha'kayim. So let's say I'm walking down the street and there's an ani. And I'm carrying the phone to bring back to Reuven. And as I'm walking down the street, I see an ani. And he says, oh, excuse me, sir, could you offer me some tzedakah? So I don't have to pay the money. So I don't have to give the ani any money. Why? I don't have to give any tzedakah to the ani. Okay, so what's the point? So hilgach ein machz la'avidah. So therefore, what do I gain? I gain the p'tur of having to pay the ani. Okay, so this also causing the question, some of this other, you know, things we've been talking about, like how you level the field here and all these different examples. Because here now we're saying the hana is the hana of not being chayav to give something to the ani. Which, by the way, this gemara would seem to be an interesting, you know, proof for like questions of hechos tzedakah. It sounds like there's like this chayav because the person asked you for money. Now I have a chayav to give him something, right? Which is an interesting question. We talked about that in Smichas Chava this year. But like, you know, like. Sounds like I mamish would have to do it, and because of this, I don't have to do it. It's a separate question, but the point is, if I'm the person who's not supposed to get benefit, and I'm returning the object, well, now I get the pruta der of Yosef. Rav Yosef who said I don't have to give money to the ani. So that's why one of the two, Rav Yami or Rav Asi, says this whole conversation of returning the item is only if the person who's returning the item, the item is being returned to the person who is forbidden to get benefit. So sort of it's counterintuitive probably, right? You would have thought that it would only be the person, that's the one person who can't get it, right? But no, because he's not really getting anything back, he's getting back this is the exact same thing he lost, but if it's the person who's returning it, the person who's returning it cannot be the one who's not allowed to get benefit because he gets the benefit of getting patered from the pruta de Rav Yosef. Okay. V'chad amar, afilu nichse balaveda asurin. Afilu nichse balaveda Asurin al machzer mahadalei umishim pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach. So the other argument is no, it can apply to both. Why can it apply to both? What about pruta de Rav Yosef? The answer is that's how often is that going to happen, right? Pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach says the mefarish lo shchiach ki agavna to have a shavik veloya pruta la anya bishul osa mitzvah velo mishani mine klal the fikach machzer lo avidasa. Meaning, I don't know if I'm walking to give the phone back, I can give the guy a dollar also. It's not like such a big deal. It's not such a big hana. And therefore, I don't worry about that. And therefore, it's not considered a hana. And therefore, either direction, whether I'm the person who is forbidden to get hana, whether the other person is forbidden to get hana, either one of them can return the item to each other, according to this other opinion, because that's no one's really getting hana in either case. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week with Lamed Aleph.